This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, good morning, Vincent Fennelli. How are you today?
Hey, Rich, you know, I'll tell you, I've been thinking, we've had 5 inches of rain in the last 7 days, and very unusual. In Virginia, we had 7 days of nonstop rain, drizzle, and trees started falling over. You know, the root balls just couldn't support the height of the trees because the soil was so soggy. And this is a preparedness item that I'd like to share with our class. We've talked about it many times. So I'm just going to give you the latest information. So yesterday I was traveling to buy some supplies for the farm. As I was traveling through the byways of Missouri, I noticed lagoons. Now, a lagoon is an open pit, or it's an open pond that... instead of having a septic system at a farmhouse, the state of Missouri encourages the use of lagoons. So what it is it's a pond, and the toilet flushes directly into it. The sink runs directly into it, and it's encouraged that you have a fence around it so no one goes swimming in it. And what happens is the sun disinfects it. Well, in some of these lagoons that we saw, they were overflowing. So what we're saying is raw sewage is cross-connecting with surface water, which is running downhill into the streams. Now, somewhere downstream, some people are drinking that water. Just wanted to share with you that that's what happens in these nonstop rainstorms or these massive flooding situations. Now, it's not just Missouri. It's not just our neck of the woods. It's everywhere. Wherever there's a flooding, there's the potential for a cross connect between sewage and the drinking water supply. So I just wanted to mention that. So if you live in a city and your water supply is cross connected with sewage or flooding chemicals from garages, you know, people's garages where they've got Roundup and Seven and other insecticides and herbicides, and those containers break open, and they mix with the water. They cross-connect with the potable water supply. You get to drink it. So that's just one more reason why you should consider getting out of the city. Because if you have your own well, you can still have that cross-connect. However, if you have your own well, you can treat your water in your well with chlorine. And we've talked about that, and you can look up how to do that. But the main point is you've got, if you are at the mercy of the system, and the only extra water you have is what you bought in bottles, that may not be enough. So store some more water if you're not going to get out of the city. If you are going to get out of the city, make sure you buy a place where you have your own water well, and make sure it's a place that's more uphill than downhill, because water runs downhill. And you get whatever runs downhill. Rich, your thoughts?
Well, it sounds to me, Vince, like our corrupt economic system. where crap flows downhill, and the aristocracy versus the serfs. And pardon the pun, but that's pretty much the way things work in a situation or a system where corruption and manipulation, deception, basically rules the roost in America. And the little people, as you know, listeners, the little people is the bottom 93% of income earners, because the middle class and poor has melded together. And that's why we at USA Prepares tries to stick up for the little guy. We're not trying to represent any particular group. We're just trying to stick up for the little guy who believes that hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications and protection under the law should matter. But in America, with the corruption that we have, it is no longer the case. So that being said, Vince, I think when you talk about moving out to the country, I think we should talk briefly about, you know, what we need to prepare for as the little people in America, and how can we control our own destiny a little better, because freedom and liberty and time and health and ability to control our own destiny is getting washed downstream with the you-know-what. So that being said, you know, the old school was college and doing a certain tradition, and where I definitely feel that college degrees, 90% of them are worthless, because they've used, well, there's so much corruption in the market, especially with our present demographic situation, the corrupt monetary policies from the central banks, Keynesian economics, and group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status. Basically, the powers that be want to eliminate the word group and anything associated to that metaphor, because they want to make sure we have race wars. The powers that be want to make sure that we have violence on the street. They want to foment hate. It's kind of like, I read an article just this morning about Judge Sotomayor, says that regarding the cops, we should shoot first and then think later in response to police shootings. Now, are all cops perfect? No. Is all people perfect? No. That's what makes us human. We're all imperfect sinners. You know, we can do a lot of things, and we've suggested on this show, we can, for example, invoke the 10th Amendment that don't allow Fed training and Fed weaponry to state police. We can establish citizen review boards, which will have the authority over police brutality. We can have police wear more cameras in 100% of the precincts in America. See, the powers that be, they want to preserve the system, the status quo. In other words, they'll say, let's shoot the cops. But are they ever going to announce, do we need to shoot our lawyers, judges, bankers, and politicians, who are the true goons bought and paid for by the elite? See, folks, it's not a left-right paradigm. That's a very small portion of it. The whole thing is about the aristocracy controlling the serfs. And talking about economy, Trump, and you've heard me say this many times, basically inherited sabotage and demolition, whether you like him or hate him. The status quo is basically creating what I call an incognito caste system, where 69% of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings, 78% live paycheck to paycheck. Now, when you incorporate the overall headwinds of future growth, like corporate debt, global debt, household debt, government promises, we need to prepare. And like Vince said a few moments ago, we all need to start thinking about moving rural and thinking outside the box. We need to think for ourselves. We need to hone our own skill sets. Now, I'm not saying college it should be 100% avoided, but first of all, it's not for everybody. But when you go to college and you come out in so much debt that you have to rent and you lose out on time leverage, on establishing equity and putting money into principal, your time leverage is greatly compromised, because when you get to a certain age and you're not out of debt, you cannot retire. And see, this is what the aristocracy wants. They want you to be debt slaves. And that's what we're trying to do, is give you options to become debt free. Now, I'm certainly a proponent of maybe a little silver and gold, maybe a little cash, maybe a little U.S. treasuries, maybe a little cryptocurrencies, maybe being around like-minded people who say, well, we're not going to do it alone. We have people who know how to grow food. We have people who know how to build. We know how people who know how to do this. But we're teaching our youth, the last couple of generations, how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. We're not teaching them skill sets on how to survive. Especially with the average person in urban suburban America has 9 days of food. Oh, I'm sorry, 9 meals of food. So that's basically 3 days. So let's say we started talking about teaching people how to preserve food, how to garden, how to raise animals, maybe hunting and fishing, maybe creating your own solar arrays or alternative energy. How about classes on edible and medicinal plants? How about what type of land or acreage to buy and what to look for regarding rural property? I think the number one most important thing is teaching and helping others and creating a balance in life. You know, Vince, we were talking about this privately, me and Vince, yesterday. He called me and, you know, I cracked a couple jokes and I said, Vince, you know, you always, 95% of the time, you talk to me on air, even though I've been to your ranch and we do talk privately, but you know, I do crack jokes a lot. And we've gotten to the point in America where political correctness has deleted, made humor and satire almost extinct, because the powers that be say you can't say these things because you're going to offend somebody. Basically, this is an indirect assault on free speech. So they're telling you that this is the way it's going to be. The aristocracy, we're going to be able to fly everywhere in the world and tell you about your bad carbon footprint, while their carbon footprint is a million times the average person. They're going to tell you that you can't have guns, you can't protect yourself, when they have the audacity to hire private security, and when in public office, have the triple audacity to hire private security with your taxpayer dollars to protect them. So we need to learn about a balance in life. We need to call out hypocrisies and double standards. And this is why I've always mentioned about practice what you preach laws and how important they are in America. The number one imbalance that I see, especially with today's younger generations, is the imbalance between technology and nature. I think people are waking up to the fact that the Facebooks and the Googles and all these AI companies are taking advantage of the people. And we'll talk more about that on the other side, Vince.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rich, you're talking about teaching and helping people. Please continue.
Thank you, man. Basically what we were talking about was one of these days creating something regarding to my chapter 15 in the book regarding self-sufficiency preparedness schools. And we were thinking about doing this, and we're thinking about creating a liaison, somebody who would accept phone calls. And what we're thinking about doing, folks, is starting it out over like a GoToMeeting.com or a Skype or some type of speakerphone scenario where people don't have to leave their homes. And this way, because every state has rural areas, every state. I even made a joke in the book mentioning that New Jersey has rural areas. And as if you've been to the Garden State, you might find that hard to believe, but they do. And what's happening is, and it's being very prevalent in Montana, in Wyoming, in Idaho. Idaho is actually the number one growth state in the union right now. Utah, a lot of the western states, the super wealthy are buying up land by the hundreds of thousands of acres. And pretty soon there's not going to be much left for the people. And I even read an occasional article where the powers that be are trying to lobby to buy government land, in other words, state and federal land, where the poor people, the bottom 93%, want to recreate on, and pretty soon they're going to be pushed out and pushed into urban suburban America by design in order to control the masses. So what we're talking about is getting people on the computer, on the phone, and talking about off-grid living, talking about alternative energy, buying land, raising animals, hunting and fishing, canning and preserving your food, maybe handgun defense in our Constitution. A lot of financial counseling and economy, a lot of people just don't have the time to learn these things. And if I have time today, I want to talk about some of the arguments I read on a daily basis. Some people say, no, it's deflation. No, it's inflation. No, it's deflation. No, I want to put an exclamation point on that today if we have time. Wild, edible, and medicinal plants, basically botany in general. Could be berry picking, could be mushrooming, you know, all the things that we talk about. Nutrition. It's amazing how many people have lost the ability to know about nutrition. And that's why cancer rates and heart attacks and everything, longevity is going in the wrong direction. Homeschooling ideas, gardening and farming. I mean, there's so many things that we can talk about because 90% of people live in urban, suburban America. One-tenth of 1% of people live off-grid. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to live off-grid. I'm not saying everybody has to live rural. But what if we were to create a database, America, and get people thinking outside the box where we could get people on the phone, and then Tom, Dick, and Harry, and then Sue, and Jane, and Phyllis say, hey, this is a good idea. I want to do this lifestyle. I realize that 90% of the college degrees are worthless. I realize that I can't control my own destiny because the aristocracy has made it almost impossible to do so. And basically, the powers that be have made it to where everything is bought and paid for with the big corporations and the fascist system with the alliance of big government. So when you look at the subsidies, the money printing, the special interests, the lobbying, the PACs, it's pretty obvious that the only words that what was left of the rigged game for the middle class is like solvency and liquidity, because that's the only thing that's important, because everybody is treading water right now. And with the advent of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy that's taking over our lives in every aspect is making it more and more difficult to think outside the box. So if we were to create consultation over the internet or phone, and we would love your feedback on this. And we're going to talk about this in another show, maybe a month or so down the road, where we might have a liaison, we might have a venue, we might have a phone number to call, and people can sign up from all over the country, and we can give talks to large groups of people. Then the databases will get smaller into subsets, and we'll talk to different people about getting different people together based on their capital resources, their skill sets, their desires, their dreams, etc. And I hear the music, Vince, so we'll finish that on the other side.
Yeah. Rich Evans with us. And we're talking about teaching. I think we're talking about teaching the things that we know how to do.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay .com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. And Rich, you mentioned the word database. I believe what you're referring to is a group of people, like-minded individuals, who have not yet fulfilled their dreams and quests. Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, okay. You know,
When you hear a lot of these words, folks, like populism, oh, the elite don't like populism because they can't control the narrative and all this stuff. Basically, the elite should be running a little scared right now because the people are waking up to the fact that the elite have used us to poison us against ourselves. I want you to think about that. So populism is basically turning into, because it's obvious that there's no signs of prosperity for the bottom 93%. That might be an exception to the rule if somebody's willing to become an actor or a singer or some type of Hollywood celebrity and they're willing to sell out. In other words, carry the narrative for the elite. So that being said, I think populism is really should be the term necessary survivalism, because that's what's happening. You look at the bottom 93% of Americans, we've been in a recession or a hybrid stagflation for quite some time. Rising levels of debt are required to sustain even retail sales, never mind most people's way of life. So we need all this talk about GDP and all these measurements of growth for the bottom 93%. You need to ignore them. It's all BS. What we need to concentrate on is being out of debt and having a healthy savings and adopting certain lifestyles and skill sets that's going to make us survive. The average worker, the average work week in America is like 33 hours. So, I mean, unless you're a government worker, and how many people get, you know, not everybody is a government worker, and it's pretty obvious that our debt and our deficit, both trade and budget, is totally out of control. So I can't see government workers getting that pension because all the pensions are in the red. So there's no benefits for part-time workers. So we need to start thinking outside the box, and this is why this idea is so important. I get lots of calls. People email me. I don't even know how people get my number because, believe it or not, I'm not listed. And I spend a lot of time talking to people, whether it be over a speakerphone or the venues that I mentioned to you earlier. That's one of the reasons I came out with a DVD video to give the tour of my land, my garden, the inside of my cabin, because I was getting overwhelmed with people from around the world contacting me and saying how they want to see how I live off-grid and self-sufficiency. And I've had some pretty big names be here. I'm not going to name drop because it doesn't do anybody any good. What my purpose in life right now is to help as many people as I can. And that's the way it should be. So if we could create some type of situation and a venue where we can give regular talks, me and Vincent, talking about off-grid living and self-sufficiency. And I'll tell you something, people, I don't get anything by being on this show. And Vince doesn't make a profit either. We do this all for the people. And I'm not saying this because I don't need to blow smoke up Vince's ass. I don't need to get a pat on the back by Vince because I'm doing this on a voluntary basis. We're good friends. We trust each other. But for what I'm about to say, I'm not receiving any benefit, because what most people do in a working environment is suck up to people and try to put them on a pedestal so they're going to get certain benefits. Well, that's not the case with my relationship with Vince, but I'm going to say I've never met anybody who knows so much about so much, from building to drywall to electricity to plumbing to off-grid living to automobiles to... It's unbelievable what this man knows. I can't even put it in words. I mean, he knows so much about so much, and it's because of, he does it and he reads it. And I can't think of a better person to do this with than Vincent Finelli, because when people go to school from kindergarten to the highest level in college, have you noticed most teachers? And I say most, I'm like 95%. They teach theory and not practical experience because they haven't done it. They come fresh out of school, off their degrees, when the average teacher should be required to have a minimum of 15 years of successful private sector experience. But that's not the case, because the teachers have been groomed. and cultivate it to pass on the narrative to the people, to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people. Teachers are, for the most part, a political tool. Now, there's some teachers and professors who don't believe that, and I'll just give one example. The teacher at the University of Michigan, I believe, the professor, along with Catherine Austin Fitz, who verified the fact that the powers that be are most likely buying stocks and bonds, which could create a hyperinflation to destroy the bottom 93% of America, because $21 trillion was missing from the federal government books. Now, that's a great example of patriotism at the teaching level. But that's the exception and not the rule. So I think, Vince, if you look at the average person in America that spends 7 to 8 hours on their TV and smartphone, that's a national statistic, who have 9 meals of food, who live in urban, suburban America with very few skill sets, and who feel like a hamster running on a treadmill running to nowhere. What if we were to talk to America at a different level, and different subsets of those people at different levels, and maybe even specifically in person, maybe even on the ground, maybe even showing them what type of real estate to buy, where to put their cat in, their garden, their solar, and really teach people the pioneering homesteading ways that are lost, but dovetail those 19th century skills with 21st century technology. What do you think about that idea, Vince?
Well, I really like the idea. Let me give out a phone number. If you'd like to call us and discuss this with us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'd love to hear what your comments are about this topic. And let me just respond to a few of the things that you've said with this one thought. So how many people would love to do what Rich Sheban does, would love to do what the Finellis do? They bought a farm, bought a ranch, live off-grid. But here's a question. How do you buy a farm? How do you do that? Now, when we bought our first farm, it was our first farm. We'd never done that before. There are a million questions. And we didn't know all the avenues to pursue to find the answers to these questions. So let me just throw out a few questions. So when you buy a farm, you need to look at a lot of things, like taxes. What are the taxes in the area? How are they different from the surrounding area? What about water? Where does it come from? Where does it go? If there's a flood, will the farm be flooded? What about antennas? How many antennas are there in that area that are within a few miles of that farm? Are there 2? Are there 300? And what kind of antennas are they? Are they television antennas that produce a lot of electromagnetic radiation? Are they microwaves, which are even more dangerous? What about the topography? What about air pollution in that particular area? What's upwind? Are there factories? Are there nuclear reactors? How about the nearby cities? How close are they? And how do you get to the city from the farm? How do the city dwellers get to the farm? How close are you to a interstate? Railroad tracks? What is the quality of the land for growing? How much government supervision do you get in that particular location? Are there any barriers to entry that keep the undesirables out? How about military bases? How close are they? Are they targets? Is the farm uphill? Is it downhill? How about streams, ponds, creeks? What was the land used for before you'd move in? Was it polluted? Was it stripped of its nutrients? Was it farmed into a position where you won't be able to grow anything? Did they grow tobacco on it? If they grew tobacco on it, you'd have tobacco insecticide residue. Do you want that in your vegetables? Your produce? Tobacco leaches the nutrients, the fertility out of the soil. It can make it almost worthless. So there are a lot of things to think about. And what kind of animals can you grow? And what about fencing? Just a million questions. And I think, Rich, what you're saying is that you and I have figured out a lot of the things that you need to think about that many people wouldn't even know where to start. I'm not just talking about buying a farm. We haven't talked about solar power. We haven't talked about equipment. We haven't talked about the neighborhood. There's so many things that go into the equation about how to select that right property, of which there's only one. The one next to it's not the same as that one. They're all different. How do you protect yourself? How do you avoid making mistakes? Is that, Rich, even, I'm just going through this thought process with you. Is this what you're thinking about that we would cover if we had a seminar, a hands-on, a video, a teleconference, an expo, something like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that and much more. And obviously we're heading into a break on the other side. I will give some specific examples regarding some financial and economic reasoning for doing this.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have idle power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So it looks like Rich Sheehan is talking about education and how we can help teach the kind of things that we've done. And, you know, off in the background, you can't hear it probably through this microphone, but there's a chainsaw running, and it's cutting firewood. And just the topic of, if we were going to talk about how to buy a chainsaw, it would take at least a half an hour to go through a lot of the choices and selection criteria to buy a chainsaw. Half hour. We could talk about, for several broadcasts, how to buy a generator, the size. Should it be natural gas, propane, gasoline, diesel? What are the pros and cons of each? The kind of decisions that we make and what goes into those decisions, I think Rich Sheehan's talking about. Let me give you an example, class. So this off-grid lifestyle, this farming lifestyle, this ranch lifestyle causes us to make a lot of... It causes us to have to invent things. Let me give you one simple example. So we have grass. We grow grass, and the cows eat the grass. But the soil needs to be limed, every 5 years or so. Well, nobody in this area is willing to spread the lime. There are several quarries within 50 miles, so I can buy the lime, and it's inexpensive. It's about $7 a ton. What can you buy a ton of for $7, right? And I can have it hauled for about $7 a ton to our farm. And then it's going to sit in a pile. But how do we spread 240,000 pounds of lime? No one wants to spread it. I can get it. I can have it hauled here on a tractor trailer. But I can't get it spread. So what do? Well, you don't give up. What we did was we bought an old salt truck, the kind of truck that goes on the road that spreads salt. We're going to convert that to spreading lime. This is a big diesel-engined truck. It's huge. It can carry a total load of 26,000 pounds. It's a big truck. You know, for the average guy, it's kind of huge. That's the kind of decisions that we ultimately make with information to avoid making mistakes. You make too many mistakes, you're out of business. So I think Rich Shebin is talking about helping those of you who are interested in pursuing what we do, what Rich Shebin does in Montana, what the Finelli family does here in Missouri, how to do it, how to think about it, how to make those decisions. How much does it cost? How long does it take? How hard is it? Is it possible? I mean, because if you think about it, it's quite a daunting task for someone who's just going to do it for the first time. It really is daunting. And what you're looking at, I guess, Rich, is your experience of 20-plus years, our experience of 20-plus years. Actually, it's probably combined, we have maybe 60 years of experience doing this, you know, the farming, ranching adventure. And I think what you're saying is there a way that we can share it? Is there a way that we can help people? Is there a way that we can answer a lot of questions in the most expeditious way? And is there a way that we can answer one-on-one questions that are of personal nature? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, yeah, and much more. I mean, look at how many... I'm sure a lot of our listeners have listened to the health consequences regarding Wi-Fi and 5G in urban suburban America. Now, here at my home, I've disconnected my Wi-Fi and I hardlined to all my computers right now. It's pretty obvious that these so-called cell towers and these 5G towers are going up everywhere. It's proven to reduce sperm counts and affecting minds, making people nauseous, where they can't sleep real well. Why is the opioid drug abuse higher anywhere else in the world than urban suburban America? Why are homelessness and gun deaths higher in blue, heavily taxed urban suburban states? We need to look at, are we going to be, what about our urban infrastructure? Are we going to have a tyrannical government or freedom of speech? It's freedom of speech.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.